12,500 out. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Evacuations continue at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, with 4 days to a deadline for American troops to leave, and a day after a bombing at the airport killed 13 American troops and dozens of Afghans. Some Republicans in Congress say President Biden and his defense secretary should be impeached or resign. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy hasn't gone that far.
McCarthy wants Speaker Nancy Pelosi to call lawmakers back into session, telling Fox and Friends,
"We need to pass the bill we brought forward, that Congressman Gallagher, that we get daily reports of the number of Americans that are there. There is no deadline until every single American is out."
Before the attack, the Biden administration estimated there are around 1,500 Americans still in Afghanistan. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
The first evacuation orders are issued for some areas of the Lake Tahoe Basin in California, and tourists are told to stay away, with a growing wildfire now about 15 miles away. Tropical Storm Ida is on track to hit the Louisiana Gulf Coast Sunday night. It's expected to become a major hurricane. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says it may not look like much now.
Understand that the Hurricane Center and the meteorologists are very concerned about this storm because they see all the conditions necessary for it to strengthen very, very rapidly.
Sunday's the 16th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, devastating much of New Orleans. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says he sees a tapering off of ultra-easy money policies by the end of the year. The federal bank's been buying up $120 billion a month in bonds to keep money in the banking system to help keep interest rates low. He says any actual interest rate hikes are a ways off, and the inflation we're seeing now is related to support measures and supply and demand issues from the coronavirus pandemic.
Inflation at these levels is, of course, a cause for concern. But that concern is tempered by a number of factors that suggest that these elevated readings are likely to prove temporary.
He spoke at a virtual meeting of central bankers usually held annually in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bedliner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bedliners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bedliners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bedliners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Egberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage. George Davis also in studio, Yuma Investment Group. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Derek. Happy Friday to you. How are you doing today?
Doing very well, very well. And don't forget, color commentary across the board there.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning, Russ.
You've had no news at all today, right? Just kind of a boring day.
Constant news.
Nothing
and I tell you, we had David Keene on today. Now, he was your former NRA chairman, president advisor to Ronald Reagan and Bush, and writes for Washington Post, as well as started CPAC, all that kind of stuff.
So a small news day.
He says he wants to call me back on a day when things are less depressing.
Less depressing. Well,
I was a little surprised you didn't have a fantasy football guest
more,
on.
More good news, you know.
So, do you see it all depressing? Do you see it as good news? What do you?
I see it as good news in that we it alerts us that we need to prepare for worse times.
Isn't that interesting that sometimes we just need to be way more prepared and be able to react? So, kind of a silly story, but not a silly story. And it just depends on how you view it. Right? Because you can always see the good and you can always see the bad. So, something horrible. We have 12 military personnel that lost their lives yesterday, correct?
Yep.
So, Governor Ducey ordered governmental building flags to half staff.
Right.
So, had that happen, my staff and I decided we'll go lower our flag to half staff. And so, walk out there, and as it, our flag was kind of tangled up in the rope of fuel. So, I started dropping it slowly. And as I just got my hand unfurling part of the flag, I heard a snap and a clank, and then it starts dropping fast. The rope untied and snapped.
Oh, no.
So have you ever seen those guys on the America's Cup where there's the one guy pulling the sail in like crazy trying to shove it down?
Yes.
I promise you I caught every bit of that flag. Nothing touched the ground, but I was that guy grabbing it as the rope is dropping. Now, got it, unclipped it, walked back in, and so two of the staff are like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, we shouldn't have said drop that, you know, to half staff, and it wouldn't have happened.
Oh gosh.
And I thought, no, turn the prism. How fortunate was it that that happened, that I was there to catch it, and it wasn't something that just kind of was flapping down 16th Street.
It could have happened in the middle of the night.
That's exactly it. So some of these things, and I don't wish any of this stuff that we're going through on anybody, but sometimes, like you said, you have to prepare, you have to be ready, and you have to start making things better because of something that has happened.
Right.
And, you know, I think there's a lot going on, like we talked about even off air, that is going on in the world, and maybe we all just need to be a little bit more conscious of what's going on and be a little bit more involved instead of just assuming that, hey, somebody over there in left field is going to fix something for us.
We're on our own in as far as us taking care of ourselves personally.
Yeah. Yeah. But how many people don't think that way? How many people think...
The majority.
Now, why is that?
Because we've lied to them.
Isn't that it?
And when I say we, I mean a lot of our policymakers and that I've got you, we'll take care of you, and a promise of social benefits that will catch them.
Yeah,
like you caught that flag.
I'm telling you, you know what? The only thing, I mean, all I thought is, it's not going to touch, it's not going to touch, it's not going to touch. I don't care, it's not going to touch. But, you know, and again, here in the community like Yuma, that's the first thing I did. I called Perry. Hey, Perry, I need you guys to come over with a truck. I need this rope restrung. Right. I need a new rope immediately. He goes, cool, dude, I'll get it ordered. We'll get the truck over there. So he's got something this morning. We will have that put back up correctly by probably noon today, because you got a bunch of good people that you could just...
Yeah, that's a 35-foot pole. You just can't shimmy up,
you know,
that and do that?
I'm
going
to tell you, I wasn't even going to try.
You're in better shape, maybe.
I think there would be something... What was the old greased pole climb that they used to do?
I remember something about their pole setting.
No. I don't know that I could get more than about halfway up before it would not end.
Well, that's pretty good, though. I'll give you kudos for that. Halfway would be awesome.
Well, yeah, I'd have to stand on Bill's shoulders and jump. So,
I believe things happen for a reason. So, you were there, you know, whatever, call it divine intervention, whatever you want, but you were there to catch that, and that's a great story, Derek.
I agree. And now you think everything that is happening here that we're going through, is there a reason that we need to be teaching our kids and our neighbors and our friends more, whether it's financial education from you, whether it's better on the housing, whether it's better preparing your household, whatever it is, maybe we all need to better prepare just a little bit and see some of the opportunities. I mean, there's so many opportunities out there, and the number one question that I get is there going to be a housing correction? Is there going to be a fall? Is there going to be a crash? Now, I'm going to ask you two gentlemen, Russ, do you think there's going to be a crash or a fall?
I think there's going to be a correction because there always is. I don't know when, where, or what it's going to look like. I don't know.
Cool. So you say there always is one. George, yeah. What about you?
Well, I agree with Russ. There's always a correction, but we're pretty strong on the real estate market, the housing market.
And the funny thing is, if I turned to you and said, hey, George, is there going to be a stock market correction? You're literally going to say the same thing, that there's always an up and a down. There's always a correction.
Absolutely.
You can't time it. You know, when the average person wants to know when it's going to happen, you're never going to know when it's going to happen, and you don't have enough assets in there poised to worry about it. However, to the person who's buying a home, you know, George, if the market fell, let's say 50%, if your home became worth half of what it is now, are you moving out?
I am not moving out.
No, you're going to stay there right with your family, and you're good, right?
That's right.
If my home dropped 50% in value, I'm not going to go, oh, my gosh, the sky is falling. I'm going to sell my house, and I got to go live somewhere else. Because the beauty of a 30-year fix, and what I try to get most of the people who ask that question to see, is you already like the payment.
Right.
You already have an amazing interest rate. You never make or lose money on the real estate until you sell it. So if you're already planning on selling it, why would you worry about the crash later? Sell it now while the market's high and go move on. But then they're going to say what? Oh, my gosh, I can't find another home right now because prices are high and the market is so crazy. So you're right. You can't. If you're going to worry about the pullback, that's when you're going to buy and sell. You don't. It's very difficult to sell at the hype and wait for the crash because you just never know if and when that's ever going to come. But most people just need to realize that the home is not their investment vehicle for retirement. Am I right in that, George?
That's true. Absolutely true. But most people, that is their biggest asset.
Biggest asset, but it's not what they're relying on for retirement unless they get into a reverse mortgage.
Yeah, you don't
and
have liquidity.
Like
you don't. Yeah, there's a lot of unknowns there.
So most people should view it as, oh my gosh, I'm still getting an amazing interest rate and I can afford it and my cost to live here is less than it used to be. And most rents are still higher than what the mortgage payment is for that exact same house or dwelling.
Correct.
That's what people need to realize is when the news media is talking about, and it's so funny, what does the news get paid to do? Sell negativity, correct?
Well, they
get eyeballs on the screen. Yep.
They got to get people to tune in, and generally it's exactly what it is.
You know,
it's not the plane landed well today. It's it missed a runway and hit a house.
Yeah, and how many? But on that same thing, how many planes landed well today?
Millions.
You know, 99.9% of them.
Yeah.
And so now you start seeing whatever news channel you're going to talk about. Oh my gosh, the housing this. Do you know what the median sales price in Phoenix, Arizona is, gentlemen? Here's a question.
The median sales price. I'm going to say 320.
230.
Nope. 450.
I missed it by a lot.
I even went high because I wanted to go above you and get closer.
It's like the little Price is Right thing, and you still. Okay, but think about that. 450 in Phoenix. Now, obviously, you know, for those listening, Phoenix is going to include all of the high end, you know, Scottsdale and up into the Carefree. But what's the median sales price? And again, this is median sales price in Yuma.
Don't go to me. 230.
280.
Very close. 227 is the stat. So,
Russ.
Now again, I'm sure there's going to be people who say that may or may not. These are just the stats that we're pulling off of the you know, Zillow and Trulia.
Yeah.
So, you think, wow, home prices in Yuma, on average, are about half of what they are in Phoenix.
Sure.
So, when you talk about a media firestorm of there's going to be a correction, hey, what's the median sales price in San Diego? Or L.A. I would be much more worried if I lived over there, not in Yuma, Arizona.
It's another big step up.
Yeah.
I think Phoenix is in the top five, isn't it, as far as the
pricing
going up?
No. In terms of appreciation. I believe it was in the top 10 when I looked, but I haven't looked in probably 30 days.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine there's many places over a million.
But, so I've talked to two appraisers. And, you know, an appraiser is somebody who's supposed to determine the value of a property and quantify it based on build cost and based on what things are selling for in the area. Talked to two of them. One of them, his chart shows that the month over month is 1.5% appreciation, and the other one, he's actually at 2% month over month appreciation. We'll talk about that way more after the break. Russ is waving his hands wildly. This is Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Welcome back, Yuma. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. George Davis, financial advisor at Yuma Investment Group. And I've got Derek Egbert here. He's the branch manager at Academy Mortgage. And, of course, Russ Clark is here with us,
too. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So you guys were talking a little bit about what people are doing, but I've been reading not all that out there. The savings rate's 15%, which is one of the highest ever.
Whoa.
Wow.
I wish it were higher. I mean, people need to plan, be sure they're ready.
Yeah, they do need to plan. They need to, you know, continue. You mentioned the housing and retirement. And, you know, people are putting more into their 401Ks and their simple IRAs and then their housing, too, Derek. So what are you guys seeing as far as the housing goes? Is, like, building slow down a little bit? I know there's a big storm bearing down, like we need more news bearing down on the Gulf, so it's the 115-mile-an-hour winds. Ooh. Plastic jumped, I think, 20% because there's 20% of the plastics are made there in the Gulf. So
no, at this point, what we're seeing is the builders can't keep up. There's waiting lists for homes. And we've talked about that over the last couple of months, Russ. You know, you see people moving from one portion of the country to another, and Yuma is no different. We're seeing people move in, not people move out. So you're not only seeing the normal creation of households increase. Like, at some point, George, how many kids do you have?
Two kids.
Okay, so at some point, they're both going to be homeowners. Not right now, today, but at what point?
Yeah.
So your household will create two more households, and everybody sees that. As the population expands, you're going to need more houses. But now you take that, just normal need more houses in an area, and you have people moving in. And like we've talked about before, the reason that I'm comfortable with what we're doing here in Yuma is when you see people that COVID has taught us, you can telecommute, you can work over the internet. I'm seeing people who are moving from California this way. They're keeping their California job. They're keeping their California income. And they're becoming homeowners over here because of the area and the cost of living. Now, when you see...
And you talked about housing prices earlier in the first part of the show. So.
And those guys and gals are coming over going, oh my gosh, this house is crazy affordable. We're going to sell our $750,000 home over there and we're going to put a cash offer in. Because it is, we see it locally where you go, oh my gosh, home prices are so high. But like we just talked about last segment, if the average sales price in Yuma is $227,000, and the average sales price in Phoenix is $450,000. This has to be super affordable viewpoint-wise compared to somebody in California, right? That's why when you say the storm coming down, I don't believe you're going to see a huge issue correction, especially not in terms of building. The builders just can't keep up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't even find labor and tradesmen to get in there and build now.
Well, you talked about appraisals, and we have a lot, and we're looking at building, and... The appraiser has to go in and appraise the lot and appraise the plans, and that's looking like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, just to get an appraisal on it. So.
And the appraisers are absolutely behind because there's so much business. And let's look at what the industry did to appraisers. Do you know what it takes to become a licensed appraiser?
I do not know what it takes.
A lot of time as a apprentice to an appraiser. Now.
Makes sense. Same with any other trade.
Well,
I mean, electrician.
So that appraiser that is doing the mentoring actually has to sign off on all the appraisals. So they literally have to do all the work.
Oh.
But then you're going to pay the apprentice. And basically what you're doing is you're now teaching and training your competition. Mm-hmm. So why would most appraisers want to mentor or train somebody unless it was a family member or somebody that they were going to have take over the business? Believe it or not, most of the appraisers that you and I see are one- or two-man-woman shops. There isn't huge companies like you see up in Phoenix where they're just churning them, you know, 10 of them a day. So the appraiser problem is going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
So I have a friend that lives in Colorado, and he's out in rural, and he's selling his house, I think it was some $830,000. And first day, he got two offers, both above asking price. So
must have been a nice place.
Well, I mean, but that's, you know, really maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes from town. And that's a, you know, pretty good price for a home. And he still, you know, had no issues.
And you're seeing the same thing here. So, you know, again, the appraisers, every one of them is showing appreciation. You know, here's the month-over-month comparison. The two that I trust the most, one shows 1.5 and one shows 2. It's difficult for them to keep going higher, but they can support it based on the trend line. Now, do you see, George, do you see anybody starting to panic on your side? Do you see anybody pulling out? Do you see anybody, you know, harvesting their cash and going, hey, I'm just going to put it all under my mattress?
No, of course not. No, but we are making moves in portfolios to account for inflation. The falling dollar, we think, is going to be coming up. International, we're adding some international to our portfolios because, of course, with the pandemic, they, you know, got hit hard, and the U.S. has outpaced international. And if you're, let's say you buy Nestle over in England, and Nestle actually does nothing, but the dollar falls 10%, your exchange rate, you're up 10%.
Yeah.
So we're making moves, and we're not putting it under the mattress, obviously, but we're making moves to account for the inflationary environment and also rising interest rate environment.
So that's exactly where I was going to go, where we were talking in the first section. The person who's worried about the market correcting, no, you're not going to go sell your home and just rent and go put the cash under your mattress. But you do want to maybe look at refinancing. Let's one last bite at the apple. Let's take advantage of rates where they are now and basically reset our debt. And I don't care whether it's a house, a car, a boat, your credit cards. Rearrange all the debt while the interest rates are low and you fix the debt. So when the market changes, and I do believe interest rates are going to go up. Yes or no, gentlemen?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yes,
rates are going up.
Russ is over there reading his email, for crying out loud. But, you know,
he's looking up transitory.
He is. Oh, my gosh.
Fed towel.
Hey, okay. So, you know, tell me about that. What do you think of those talks?
Well, they have the big Fed meeting right now in Jackson Hole, which is actually a very beautiful place. When I lived in Idaho Falls, our ski team would go to Jackson Hole and Grand Targhee, which is the Tetons. So, beautiful area. I mean, great place for a Fed meeting. If I could have it anywhere, it'd be Jackson Hole. So, he's, this morning he didn't rock the market at all. Very calm, very collected. He's talking about the next step is a tapering, meaning they're buying back the bonds instead of putting more out there in the monetary policy. So, he mentioned that that is coming, but he also said he's not going to raise rates this year. So I agree with you. I think now's the time, if you haven't, you know, taken advantage of the low rates, then now's the time to do it. I mean, they're not going down. That's one of our best
guesses. I'm surprised they're still low, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, me too. But so what do you do, Derek, when, so like in my case, I'll use me for an example. We want to take advantage of these rates, okay, but I've talked to my builder, and, you know, shout out to Darwin Harden and Team Harden. They're awesome so far. They're, you know, and I'm very confident in them. But he's saying a year plus. So my biggest fear is in a rising interest rate environment, I'm going to get stuck with, you know, that I just have to, with the market and what rates do. So my biggest goal now is obviously try to hedge against that and get the rates that there are today. And with how long it takes to build, with how long it takes for an appraisal we just talked about, what are you telling your clients? Are they having any problems with that type of rising interest rate environment and trying to say, you know, but Derek, how can I get a rate today if I'm building, if I'm selling? I don't know if the appraiser takes a while too, but if they can lock for 90, if they can lock longer, how do you take advantage of this environment?
The answer is there's no free lunch. And so when you and I see interest rates that are put out online, typically those are banks that are posting 30-day locks, right? So if you're saying, hey, it's going to be 6 months, 8 months, 12 months to build, the interest rate and the setup is going to be uniquely different than what you're talking about with a normal interest rate. But no, there's ways to do a six-month lock. There's ways to do a nine-month lock. I promise you there's going to be fees up front. There is going to be a cost. And there is a cap where your rate will be higher than that 30-day lock because obviously you want the security of knowing where your interest rate could be, but you also have to give Wall Street and the investor the hedge that it is going to be a little bit higher than where the 30-year, 30-day lock is.
Mm-hmm.
So we can talk about that and some of the opportunities after the break. We'll do that right after this. This is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU.
To enjoy a longer productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Good morning.
Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Hagerberg, Russ Clark, George Davis. Having a good morning, just kind of bantering back and forth.
Good morning. Our number here is 344-5258, 344-KBLU. If you got any questions on your investments and rebalancing those, it's a great time to be doing it. If you have any questions on mortgages or housing or housing prices, then give Derek a call from Academy Mortgage.
You know, I'll say, and even if it's not questions on air, it's still okay to make a phone call to the office and say, hey, George, can I sit down with you?
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
And I still find that a lot, that people ask questions, and they're much freer to ask those questions when it's a one-on-one, eyeball-to-eyeball conversation.
Mm.
They don't like to ask in a group setting. They don't like to ask in a, you know, because I think a lot of people are still afraid to ask questions. They just don't want to look like they don't know the answer. And I think going back to what we were talking in the beginning, Russ, even off air, you know, we haven't really taught people well enough. We haven't taught them mm-hmm. about money.
Or they don't know what questions to ask.
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting that I had a gentleman come in yesterday. Now, his, we'll call him his buddy, told him that he needed to do the down payment assistance program because he had no money.
Right.
Now, we've talked about this forever, that there is no free lunch. How does the state of Arizona give you the money for the down payment? They raise your interest rate, right? Now, as of yesterday, you are going to get, with a normal bond down payment assistance loan, a 4.5% interest rate from the state of Arizona. Not a bad interest rate, but it's significantly higher than what you could get, right?
Right.
Now, let's say on his credit, his setup, normal FHA loan, he could still see an interest rate that is below 3. It's going to start with a 2. It's in the high 2s. But that's roughly 1.75 points higher to use the state of Arizona money.
Mm.
Okay? So
now,
Oh,
go ahead.
Let's round it to 1.5 so the math is easy. He was looking at a $300,000 loan, 1.5 on $300,000. Come on, gentlemen, you guys are good with math. What is that annually?
That is $4,500.
$4,500 a year in interest to the state of Arizona because his buddy said use the down payment assistance program.
Right.
And I said, well, that's interesting. I notice you have a 401k. And I also noticed that really nice pickup truck you have out front, but I don't see an auto loan on your credit report. He goes, no, it's paid off free and clear. I'm like, cool. So you're going to borrow half the money from your 401k and pay it back. You're going to go to the local bank here and take a loan out against your truck. Now you have all the money for the down payment. You save $4,500 a year in interest, and what you're going to borrow against your truck is going to cost you about $200 a month. Why would you not do that? But, again, what his buddy was trying to help him is, I think he was doing the right thing, trying to help him come up with where the money came from. But it would have cost him so much money over the next 10 to 15 years that it boggles my mind the amount of money people waste in borrowing money the wrong way.
Yeah, and then they don't think of those different avenues that you give them, Derek. And that's exactly right. I mean, if you come in to see you and us at UMA Investment Group, going to Academy, the consultation, the first meeting is complimentary. I mean,
a
lot of fact finding, a lot of great questions. Now, what would be, that's interesting, what would be the Arizona state down payment for him? Do you know that number? I mean, you said that so you get this, what's it called again? You get the loan?
The down payment assistance.
Down payment assistance. How much do they put down? They actually put down for you like 3%?
In that case, it's going to be 4%.
4%.
So he's basically going to get all of the money that he needs for his 3.5% down. State of Arizona.
So you have to count for that as well,
mm-hmm.
which would be a certain dollar amount. But they just put that down for you, but they make the money on the interest rate at the end.
And
okay.
So there is a 3-year mandatory payback to that. So you're either in the loan to the state of Arizona for 3 years.
So are you paying that part back, that loan back that Arizona does, or are you just paying the interest rate that they give you?
Well, you're just paying the interest rate, but what they say is proportionally 1/36 of that gift is paid back when you make your payment. So after 3 years, you don't owe any of that money back. But let's say, George, you took that loan out today and took that higher interest rate and the state gave you the down payment assistance and you went, cool, Derek can refinance me tomorrow and save me a bunch of money. No, you're paying all of that money back less 1/36 of every payment. So the state of Arizona is never going
to
be out any money.
Years, yep.
It is a self-funded program, and you're going to be in that for 3 years, before you're paying all that money back. Now, for you two very educated gentlemen, in 3 years, will interest rates be higher or lower than they are today?
Higher.
Okay. So
higher.
Do you believe, and here's the roll of the dice, if the state of Arizona gave you 4.5% today, do you believe in 3 years interest rates will be higher than 4.5?
Yes.
Okay. So
I do not.
I do. So 2 out of 3, you lose, we win.
again, George. Again.
Again. So,
but
hey, I'm trying to, you know, make some good topics.
But even
here.
If even if they're right about there, let's say they're right there, all of a sudden you can't refinance to save any of that money. You missed the opportunity to get the much lower interest rate today than doing the down payment assistance with the state. And we do quite a few of them. There's a lot of people that need that.
I was going to ask you that. There probably is good for some people.
There's a lot of people it's a great program for. And, you know, to the person who can get in and the home payment is affordable and this is what they need to do to get in and be stable in life, no, I think they need to use the program. But to this gentleman who's driving a car that's worth about $40,000 free and clear and he's got money in his 401k, he has the means. He just didn't realize that he could become his own bank and figure out where to borrow the money from his own assets. Now, he and his wife, if they borrow that much money from the truck, like we talked about, in 12 months, they'll have it paid back. So do you want to pay yourself back and keep that interest rate for the next 29 years?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to pay the state of Arizona back and have that interest rate for what potentially could be until you sell the home or 30 years when it's paid off?
I don't like Arizona that much.
I love Arizona.
Yeah, but not that much.
Oh.
I don't want to pay money.
You know, if there's a creative way to do it and it doesn't put you in harm's way...
Then it's fine.
Then it's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And going back to this, you know, if this gentleman said, I have to cash out my 401k, I'd probably say, no. You don't understand tax ramifications. Go talk to your tax guy. Go talk to George. But he can borrow against 401k. How many people do you see need money, George? And I think Tom and I talked about this a couple months ago. That they worry about cashing money out of their 401k, and you guys, no, wait, you need to do a loan. You take a loan against your assets. Don't cash it out because of the tax ramifications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even more, Derek, a lot of the questions is, take it out of my IRA. Oh, you know, can I? People ask all the time, can you borrow from your IRA? No, you cannot. There's a 30 to 60-day rollover, but we don't recommend that. So... they'll say, well, I want to take money out of my IRA. We're going to buy a house. We're going to buy an investment property. And then I say, well, wait a minute. You have a 401k. Oh, yes, I do. Okay, 401ks, if provided, and most of them do, have the loan provision. Exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So you borrow from your 401k, you're paying yourself back, and then you don't have to, you know, get the IRA, touch your IRA, especially if you're under 59 and a half. You get a 10% penalty, plus you get taxed on it, and you got to be careful of those tax brackets, of course. So... yeah, you're absolutely right. That 401k is, you know, a huge resource for people.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, we're in August already, and people maybe don't be thinking about that, but we talked about planning and saving for retirement. There's a simple IRA, which October 1st is the deadline to have that established for this year, so that would be fast approaching. And that's a qualified plan for small businesses that usually, you know, sometimes fits real well. And the 401k is by year end, which, as we know, you know, when time flies. So you're looking for, you know, a business owner, and you're looking to establish a 401k or a simple IRA, a qualified plan for your employees. There's still time to do that.
You know, you just said time flies. I don't understand how we're at the end of August.
Yes, we
I
are.
I mean, don't you remember when we were just saying, oh, if we can just get through the year 2020, 2021?
I still don't know how you're 40 years old. I don't know.
You're only 40, Russ?
No, you.
Oh. time is flying, and our time here in the show is flying.
Me and Russ we're still at 50.
50 with a few years of experience, I think.
Yeah.
So this is Money Talk, AM560 KBLU. We'll be right back after the break.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Russ, I got to hand it to you on the music, man. That is about time.
A little rambling gambling, man. I think we're all gambling.
Stuff there going. Yeah, so welcome back to UMaine 560 KBLU Money Talk. Derek Eggeberg, Academy Branch Manager, and George Davis, Financial Advisor, Yuma Investment Group, and the famous Russ Clark here, too.
Ooh, well, man. So. Famous.
Yes, he is famous. Yeah, I mean,
he's at least in my
how many
house.
Followers you got now? 14?
15.
Okay.
We're hoping it starts with a 2 next week.
Yeah. So happy Friday out there. It'll be a little bit of a warm one, but, you know, you still got some beautiful things to be doing. I've been going out and playing a little basketball with my 10-year-old. As long as the sun's getting closer to being down, we're in the shade, it's been okay. Yesterday was a little bit warm, but yeah, we're enjoying it. So Derek, I was in the second segment there, we were touching on. I get a lot of questions about. I think a lot of people have, hopefully, refied, you know, to take advantage of these rates. But what if you're worried about that rising interest rate environment and those lock periods? You mentioned a 30-day, a 60-day, a 90-day. You're getting a lot of questions about how am I going to protect myself. If you're building a home,
yes.
If you're waiting for the appraiser to do their thing, and how you can take advantage of these rates and extend them out. I know you said it's a little bit more expensive. You can get a higher interest rate when you get a construction loan as opposed to just a home mortgage loan, which makes sense. And then how do you protect yourself if rates are going to be rising, say when your home is built? Then you can either go to a mortgage loan or you can take that construction loan and make it into a mortgage
loan. Let's look at it. There's really two pieces to that. There's the construction portion and there's the permanent financing. And some people have heard it as a one-time close. which is both of them rolled in together, and other times you do just a construction loan and then you go do the permanent financing afterwards. And so typically what we're seeing is a lot of one-time construction loans where somebody such as yourself says, I'm going to build on this lot, this home, and we're going to have this contractor do it. Cool. Then you do a construction to permanent loan, in which case you're going to close the loan. So let's say you have the plans and the builder with the description materials and the cost estimates. We go order the appraisal right now. But we start processing that loan today, which means it's going to close before your first draw, before you start building anything. So over that 45 or 60 day window.
That's called a construction loan?
Could be construction, or it could be the one time permanent loan.
Oh, it could be. Okay.
So let's say we're going to do a normal one time construction loan. One time. So we order the appraisal. You order everything right now. You and I start processing. We're going to treat it like it's a normal loan, pay stubs, bank statements, tax returns, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the loan gets approved, and when it gets approved, that's when the first draw gets paid to the builder, and that's going to generally account for permits, underground work, those kind of things. But now you know your interest rate is locked for the construction period because here's what that interest-only draw portion is. And typically it's interest only based on how much you've drawn out.
Okay.
And at the same time, you and I know if it's a one, well, we don't know, I do. As a one-time construction loan, there is a interest rate cap that is built in that says, here's what your interest rate is going to be based on what your terms were when we set it up. And so you do know what your highest interest rate is going to be, and it is higher than where the normal 30-year fixed market is now. Because the investors, again, want that hedge that if the market rises, they have some...
And it's a shorter term.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, you asked about people know on a normal loan, there's a 30-day and a 60-day lock, and typically you're not paying anything for those. You can go 90, you can go 120, you can go 180, you can go 270 days, but you're going to pay the lender something up front. So typically, let's say you were going to do a 180-day lock.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably going to pay a point, sometimes 2 points up front.
No.
A point is 1% of your loan amount. So that mm-hmm. person who bought a $300,000 home, let's say they were going to pay 2 points up front. They might have $6,000 in that those monies are used but not refundable. Those are used for the costs when you get to closing. And you're going to see a rate cap that is typically a quarter to 3/8 higher than where the market is now. So
okay.
You as a consumer know, hey, I got
because
some,
I'm extending
yep.
it out.
So I've got some skin in the game, and I also agree that I'm willing to take a little bit higher interest rate if the market goes up. If the market went down, then no, your interest rate is right where it would be.
Okay.
But if the market goes up, you know you're kind of zero barrier, your maximum mm-hmm. you're going to pay. And so the reason that lenders charge that upfront fee that is refundable as part of the transaction is if you had a guarantee that the interest rate would be 3/8 of a point higher, but the market was only 1/8 of a point higher at closing, people would go shopping elsewhere, right?
Sure.
So
sure.
Those upfront fees are the industry's way of saying, no, you're going to pay this, so we agree that we'll take it if the market went to 10%, but you're willing to pay just a little bit more because we've given you that guarantee for six mm-hmm. months or 9 months, et cetera. So it's not as difficult as you think. However, when you look online, when you look on the TV, all the market ever talks about is, hey, look at this low rate on a 30-year
yeah,
fix on a 30-day lock, and that's it. They don't educate somebody such as yourself because you're going to build mm-hmm. a big, beautiful home that's custom construction.
Correct. Now, we talk about the rising interest rate environment. What if they fall? I'm still paying that rate. That's just the way it goes. It's locked in there.
Well, there's a float-down portion. Now,
oh, okay.
We can talk about that a lot. However, in this environment, I don't believe anybody's going to be using that float-down option at completion mm-hmm. of construction. They're going to see it drift northward. And to most people, when they ask this question, I turn it this way and say, what were you paying for a gallon of gas about 9 months ago?
Gas is up about 80%. So
it's up a buck anyway. About
cool.
A buck plus, yeah.
So it
mm-hmm.
went from, say, low twos to low threes.
Right.
So it's up at minimum 50% and in some cases 80%. But most people don't pay attention to how gas has gone up little by little, but it has. And that's how I'm kind of describing the interest rates
mm-hmm.
is I don't believe anybody's going to be using that float down option in 6 to 9 months. I think they're going to be very happy that they took some kind of
correct construction.
Now, what about the duration? So we talked a little bit about like the appraiser and builders. Mm-hmm. Materials are still difficult to get. I have a friend that's talking about rebar just going up. You know, you have to
yep
a buck a bar, and lumber's come down a little bit, but still he's having a lot of trouble getting, you know, block and rebar. And so if the builder, or if it goes longer than your duration, can you say, okay, then you just must be paying
fees? You can extend it out, but...
Or is that...
But somebody such as yourself, what you've described is you're probably doing a 60 or a 90-day closing to get the contractor his or her money to start.
Correct.
And then you put together, based on their schedule, what that loan construction period is. Mm-hmm. Typically it's 6 months. It can be up to 12 months. Got to be done in under 12 months.
Well, but not, you can't. I don't think you can build a home in 6 months.
Well, I'm just telling you, there's 6 month construction, there's 12 month construction.
All
so
right.
If you said, hey, we're doing a 12 month build time, here's the draw schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you expect interest rate caps to be higher or lower on the 12 month build compared to a 6 month?
Higher.
There you go. So you know. You're willing to risk a year in the market. The builder is willing to risk a year of, oh my gosh, I don't even know what these resources are going to cost me to build a home. And that's what most builders are up against. And you and I know that that cap will be higher on that 12-month build time than that 6-month build time.
Okay.
So,
but
it is, like you say, it's kind of that hedge against, I know I'm willing to pay a little bit more, but I have the security of knowing what I'm going to pay in the end versus just rolling the dice.
Yeah. So this is huge. So you can extend. If you got a 6 month or a 12 month, the builder takes longer than, let's say it's a 12 month,
mm-hmm.
and the builder takes longer than the 12 months, then you can extend that.
You can. Now, what I have seen, and this is between you as the buyer and him or her as the builder, I've seen contracts that have penalties in them to the contractor if the build is not done on the correct time. You obviously will incur financial issues and have penalties in terms of paying for an extended lock. So it becomes more costly to you as a buyer to extend the lock. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the contractor shares in that. It just depends on your contract.
Okay. So, you know, it's 12 months, so let's hope.
Get out and help them, George.
Yeah.
Swing a few hammers.
You seem like a pretty handy guy. Can you move a shovel? Can you swing a hammer?
Yeah, anything it takes, George.
Quit playing basketball with your son and get out there and start moving dirt.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Or concrete, whatever it takes.
I can do that.
You know, they're typically pouring at like 3:30, 4 in the morning. Get out there with your trowel and start smoothing that out. Let's go.
You're not doing anything anyway.
So I'm not doing anything, Russ. You're
not
right.
Not at 3 in the morning.
So I know we're coming up on the end of another show. I just don't understand how it's this fast. And I say this, and we've talked about this every show, but none of us are doing this show without the men and women of our armed forces that, you know, unfortunately, we just saw 12 brave men and women lose their lives overseas. For those that serve and those that have served, all of our collective hearts go out to you and your families. But I also think we as a community need to pay more attention to those men and women and families that serve on our behalf, because we certainly wouldn't be doing this radio show and having some laughs without those men and
without
women.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and your story about the flag this morning, very inspiring.
Well, I appreciate that. Inspiring, but it's totally not the serving that those men and women do.
Oh, no, that's just, but...
I would have been mortified had that flag hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the care and caution that I want for that, because I've never served. I've never taken a bullet for $30,000 a year, and I know that's
bad
way to say
it. My father was in the Korean War. That's as close as I know, but yeah, you're absolutely right.
From all of us at Yuma Investment Group, Academy Mortgage, KBLU, Yuma, this is...
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.